is Albert Lin, a serial entrepreneur who loves using technology to make life better, and your host for this podcast.
I'm Albert Lin, and I'm here today with Rasheen Carbon. He's the co-founder and the chief marketing officer for Inspire, which is spelled NSP Hire, H-I-R-E. They've got a very unique way of job matching that draws from some of the efficiencies and successes of electronic dating and other social media technologies. And Rasheen will talk to us a little bit about their novel way of approaching what really is a very complex world of matching up people with jobs. Welcome, Rasheen.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Albert.
Now, what's the brief history of how you ended up deciding to be the co-founder for this kind of business?
Well, the CEO and I, we met in college. His name's Dan Mullaney. We went to college on the East Coast at Georgetown University. And around 2012, he and I met for lunch, and he was talking about this side project he had going called MBA Project Search. Dan was finishing up his MBA at Georgetown, and he had this idea for a consulting marketplace featuring MBAs. So matching MBA students and MBA graduates with companies for short-term consulting projects. And he believed that he could offer a similar service to the big consulting companies like Bain and Mercer, but for a fraction of the price. And this sounded really interesting to me. And I had a little free time. And so I convinced him to let me help him out in some way. Well, MBA Project Search grew, and we started working on it full time. One of the problems we encountered with MBA Project Search, which led directly to us pivoting and starting Inspire, is that it was very easy for us to get job seekers, but it was harder for us to get projects, either enough projects or large enough projects to really make it worth our time. And we also had some competitors that were entering the space that were better financed, that we saw ourselves not being able to compete with. So we thought, well, what if we've got to do something different? What if we built upon some of our insights from MBA Project Search and applied it, still stayed in the job board space, but did something slightly different? And probably one of our biggest insights from running this job board over year and a half was that speed was really important, and that no matter how many qualified candidates we were sent your way, you were probably going to hire one of the first 5, maybe 10 total you would look at. So we thought if we could make the process quicker, we could match more people with jobs. And this was 2014 when we sort of came to this conclusion. And Tinder was really popular, and we thought the interface was perfect for matching people and for doing it in a way that was quick and easy and you know, a little addictive, just swiping right and swiping left. So we thought we'd apply that to the job board space.
Okay. And so for people who may not know, I mean, Tinder is an online dating service where people try to find compatible matches, but what made it unique is obviously this user interface that people started to gravitate towards because it was kind of an easy mobile app. It was an intuitive way where if you saw something you liked or disliked, you just kind of swipe on your screen left and right. And that's what allows people to sort of create these quick and effective matches, right?
Right. And what we really liked about Tinder's approach was the mutual match aspect of it. So if you see someone's profile and you like them, they get a notification, and then you take a look at them and you like them, then you guys can have a conversation. But if they don't like you, you don't get rejected or anything like that. You just keep on moving. And we thought, wow, what a great way to make sure that only the people who are really interested in each other get to connect. And that's one of the biggest problems employers have when they post jobs on big job boards is you get a lot of responses, many of which are from people you have no interest in, who are unqualified, or they have just slapped something together just to put something out there. So we thought this was a great, this interface was a great way to make sure that both parties were really interested.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's talk a little bit more about what that experience is like. I mean, certainly Tinder I would say it keeps things kind of high level and simple because it's largely a mobile app. But you guys are much more than that, and certainly there's a lot of similarities in matching people for dating interests, just as there is in matching up people with the right jobs. But employers probably have a lot more information they would like to basically put out there about a job in order to help screen and get the right kind of candidates, right? So talk a little bit more about some of the differences now and what you guys have done beyond what Tinder does to make that experience work in the job market.
Well, you're absolutely right. Employers are not as sort of quick and fickle, thank God, as people who are in the dating game. So they are going to be, employers are very much interested in making sure you have the right keywords to begin with. Currently, the way a lot of employers work is they use what's called an applicant tracking system. And so when you apply for a job, they are basically parsing your resume or LinkedIn profile to make sure that you have the right keywords for that they think are appropriate for their job position. So one of the things that we wanted to do when we developed this was to make sure that our approach was pretty quick and dirty and allowed employers to quickly find what was most important about you. So we spent a lot of time in making sure that our matching algorithm is very attuned to sort of various alternatives and ways people represent the same skills in their profiles.
Okay, so you're saying a user does need to create a profile, and this profile does have these keywords which help them find appropriate jobs. And then if the candidate likes what they see about a company, they're gonna swipe to indicate they're interested. How does the company then see and react to the pool of people that have shown interest?
So the company gets a notification, either on their, they can get it as a text, they can get it as an email that says this person has shown interest in this position that you posted. And then you get to look at their profile. You get to see where they went to school, what are their skills, where are they, the first few places where they've worked, what's their employment, their citizenship status. Some very quick key details that will allow you to make a decision whether or not this person is interesting and worth pursuing further, or, well, this person doesn't have the very basics, so I need to move on.
Got it. And so, I mean, certainly when you guys started in 2014, Tinder, I believe, had hit its 2 billionth match. So people are doing it. You know it's working. You take that, and then you expand it. But, of course, this is a pretty novel kind of approach for a company that's looking for employees to fit what you're doing into their normal, daily sort of job and cultural flow of recruiting and finding people.
Yes, it's been an experience sort of educating people about how we can easily integrate this into their daily workflow. That was one of the more surprising lessons we learned, is people are not that concerned about price when it comes to finding a good employee. I mean, no one wants to pay more than they have to, but if you're using Monster.com or CareerBuilder.com or LinkedIn, you're paying a lot of money. You're paying approximately $400 for a 30-day listing, and that's pretty typical. What matters most to people is that it's effective and that you're not asking them to do anything that's too far outside of their normal routine.
Sure, and of course, anybody that has spent much time on the employment side knows that a bad employee is also extremely costly, not just in terms of the salaries, which generally are in the thousands per month, and not so forget the cost of a few hundred a month to list it, but if you get a bad employee, then the cost is extremely high, right?
Absolutely, in terms of you've got to train them. You're probably going to give them a few months of doing this job badly. Then you've got to start the whole process again of looking for another employee. And if you fire them, maybe you've got some unemployment insurance you've got to pay people. So finding a good fit up front is exponentially cheaper than having to deal with firing people later on down the road.
And then along the lines of cost, let's talk about the cost for the person who is seeking a job, and then the companies when they want to use Inspire.
It's completely free to the job seekers. We just don't think it's appropriate to charge job seekers. You've already under enough stress that having to pay for an opportunity we think is not fair. What we do charge are the employers. We charge them in two ways. We charge them per candidate they want to have a conversation with. So if there's a mutual match and you as the employer would like to actually have a conversation with that job seeker, we charge you 99 cents to do so. And you can have as long a conversation as you'd like for that 99 cents. If you'd like to talk to another candidate, you'll pay another 99 cents. The other option is...
Now, when you say talk, you're actually talking about text-based interactions through the Inspire platform, right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, if you see yourself having a lot of these conversations, we do have an unlimited monthly package that's $199. And that allows you to talk to as many people as you'd like. And we're finding that people are more attracted at this point to the 99-cent approach because they're still discovering it and seeing if the platform is effective for them.
Yeah. Well, tell us some stories or examples of how candidates have made it work, and maybe a story on how a company has been able to make this work, and then we can get into a little more details about the profile of, you know, the kinds of people that are having success with this.
Sure. We've had a number of startups that were early adopters and really took to the app because they're in industries or they're looking for positions where the competition for talent is just so fierce, especially out in places like Silicon Valley. And we've also noticed that a lot of companies are really interested in interns. Ever since the 2008 recession, internships have gotten a lot more competitive and a lot more important. Especially when we first came out of the recession, people who were getting hired were people who had a prior relationship through internships. So we've made an effort to get a lot more of that content on the site. And we're finding more companies are looking for interns. It's a win-win for them. It's cheap, motivated labor who increasingly have more skill set than you think. And then on the intern side, they get a great experience and they get to say they worked with a great company and they get a taste of an industry.
And who is there a particular profile of user that is really gravitating towards the Inspire platform in its early going? Strikes me as millennials are probably easily going to see the benefit of this, but are you seeing adoption by other groups and different age categories, and how is that going?
Millennials have really taken to it because a lot of them are familiar with the dating app Tinder. But millennials are on their phone all the time and are more used to operating in an app environment. And it just intuitively makes sense to them. But this is, of course, you'd want to look for a job on their phone because they do everything else on their phone.
Yeah.
Other than millennials, we also find a lot of startups or people involved in tech. It's a new, exciting place for them to look for candidates for pretty in-demand jobs. And so I think just for them, just out of necessity to constantly be looking for new ways to meet their talent needs, they've adopted it.
And so how do you get employers to get excited about using this kind of a platform instead of the traditional posting? And you know, what do you basically tell them that gets them to cross that hurdle of trying something new?
That was a tough one. When we first launched in October 2014, we only had an app. And it was hard for us to get employers because employers typically sit in front of a desktop and are used to that sort of environment. And so we use that feedback and we developed a website that fully integrated with the app that allows you to do everything you can do on the app and is totally synced. For those though who are interested in the app, the way that we've approached it is that we've just used some very honest facts about where the market is and where it's going. Millennials are now the largest segment of the workforce. They're the most mobile, fluent. They're kind of running things right now in terms of people's taste and how cultures are being shaped in the workplace. And our pitch is simple. This is your employee. This is how they want to be communicated with. It would be wise for you to sort of get in line with that.
Yeah, and in the always ongoing debate of who has a little more influence or leverage, the employer or the employee, it sounds like you're seeing, certainly within millennials, it's the employee.
Increasingly. You know, millennials are different than previous generations in that obviously they're larger, but they're also more educated. They're also more motivated by sort of a company's values and culture. They're more interested in showing what they're doing and comparing with their friends, and social media has given them great platforms to do that. And so employee branding is a bigger deal than it once was. Or sorry, employer branding is a bigger deal than it once was. And part of employer branding, like any sort of marketing, is being where your customer is and talking to them in their language.
So tell us about the interactions that you see. Is there an average for the number of sort of text interactions before somebody says, let's talk live and get into details, or let's actually have a face-to-face and come into our office? What are you seeing there?
Usually about 6 or 7 interactions before people decide, hey, here's my email address. Let's talk at another time, or here's my phone number. I'd like to go into more depth. And the interactions people typically have on the app are, well, can you clarify this bit of information from your profile? Or have you ever used this program? So it's really people aren't having large, long, involved discussions. It's still a way of making sure, oh, okay, this is the right person. And then the substantive sort of meaty part of the hiring process is happening offline.
Got it. And then, I mean, you guys started in 2014. You've got a team of about a half a dozen. You've been self-funding. You've built this platform that's on a browser and also has mobile apps on iOS and Android. What's next? Where do you guys want to go next?
2016 is a big year for us. We obviously want to sign up more employers, and we want to reach more job seekers and make more connections. In order to do that, we need to raise a seed round. And so we've begun the process of talking with angels and venture capitalists and are looking to raise some money.
Yeah, and then assuming you're successful, what do you focus on? I mean, you talked about some things right off the bat, like speed and improving reaction times as being one of the very important factors that you're trying to bring to the marketplace. You know, what are some of the things you can do to further improve that, and what other things are you interested in sort of bringing if you had that kind of funding?
Well, making it faster is always good from an app standpoint, or make it take up less space or suck less power. I think I would love for us to see if we can make it more sensitive to geography. I would love for us to invest some time and money in improving the matching algorithm. And I would love for us to add some sort of analytics around who's applying to which jobs, what is sort of the typical language they're using in their profile that's getting the attention of employers. Just sort of things that would help people use the app more effectively.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine, especially since it's fairly new, you're going to get a lot of employers who are just asking about data, just exactly about what is the job seeker doing and what are they really looking for. And they're probably already asking you about the BI that you're seeing just in the community of people using Inspire.
Absolutely. Now, employers know that they need to go mobile, but they're reluctant to do so because it requires a lot of effort. It requires a lot of design changes and a new way sort of thinking about how to reach, people are used to reaching people in sort of discrete ways and discrete places. But mobile has changed things because now that you can hit someone anywhere, there's a lot more distractions that you're going to have to deal with, and a lot more opportunities to either annoy people or just miss them altogether. And so I think providing some analytics and business intelligence, a lot of companies are interested in, letting us be the canary in the coal mine, sort of about those things.
Yeah, but since you're focused on speed, I assume that the employers are trying to do their best to react and say, look, if we don't improve our reaction time and processing time and get through this hiring cycle faster, we're going to waste a lot of time simply because the better candidates and the ones we really want, just they're off the market.
Yes. And the technology industry understands that very clearly. And some of the consumer brands that are very active on social media understand that. But in general, employers still operate from this idea that they're the ones in control. And the playing field is becoming a more level each day.
Okay. Well, it certainly seems like the right trends are in the marketplace for you guys to do well. And are there any other thoughts you want to leave with us?
There is one thought that I'd like to lead you with. Job search, in the end, no matter what, is about connection. It's about two people being able to communicate with each other, and one person decides to take a chance on another. And the best way to do that is to get humans interacting and not, it's so disheartening and so mysterious and non-transparent to fill out a profile and press submit and hope that your resume gets seen. It probably won't. And what we think we have an opportunity to do is to really restore the human element to job search and give people more of a fighting chance on their dream job.
Oh, that's great. And I think both the applicants that are looking for jobs as well as the companies would certainly love any improvement in this because it's a messy, complicated world out there. So I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing. I mean, I love the fact that it's free to the job seekers. That makes it an easy no-brainer for people to come check you out and to build a profile. I think employers will be more and more attracted because they are targeting exactly this kind of crowd, the millennials and the tech-savvy employees. So I think they should take a serious look. And, our resource page has all the links and the correct spellings of the things we talked about today, so you can visit that and learn how to download the iOS or the Android apps if you want on your mobile device. And Rasheen, I thank you very much for sharing a little bit about what's going on at Inspire. And I hope you guys have continued success, and we may bring you on back for a follow-up and see how you're doing.
Albert, thank you, and I'd love to come back on your show. You're a great host.
All right. Well, thank you very much. There you have it. Check out our resources page, and you can find ways to contact Rasheen directly if you like, or certainly go check out Inspire. I think they have a lot to offer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chase reminds you to utilize all the tools available to you, because it's never too late to be what you might have been.